Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Answer to that age-old question. Who does New York belong to? Well, my friends, we can look to Madiba and the South African Freedom Charter. New York belongs to all who live in it. Together, we will tell a new story of our city. This will not be a tale of one city governed only by the 1%, nor will it be a tale of two cities, the rich versus the poor. It will be a tale of 8.5 million cities, each of them a New Yorker with hopes and fears, each a universe, each of them woven together.
Whose streets? Our streets. Whose houses? Our houses. Whose wealth? Our wealth. Whose parks? Our parks. Everything belongs to everybody. Yeah, that's right. There's a, you know, not this, you know, one, you know, no rich, no poor, no better, no worse. Everybody can just share in the their equal appropriation of mediocrity. That's what we're going for here in New York City. Zoran Mondani's speech advocating for socialism. He got elected on a socialist platform. He's open about it. He had Bernie Sanders do his swearing in, for goodness sakes, and called him his hero. And I do remind you, as this kind of part two of this goes, that, you know, Bernie Sanders was almost president. In 2016, he should have got the Democratic nomination, except that the Democratic Party stole it from him and gave it to Hillary Clinton, who then lost. And I will tell you, I'll say it until as long as I am alive, I think Bernie was a stronger candidate than Hillary and would have competed against Trump on some of the things. He and Trump were very much in agreement about some things, and that's what made him a dangerous candidate, is because the things that really Trump had going for him, Bernie also had going for him, and people, passionate young people, all that kind of stuff. There was no young people passionate about Hillary. You know, so that was a terrible misstep by the Democratic Party. He could have been the president. We could have had a socialist for president in Bernie Sanders. So this is not just some isolated incident that's taking place in New York City. This is a struggle that America is having with its identity right now.
The authors of this story will speak Pashto and Mandarin, Yiddish and Creole. They will pray in mosques, at shul, at church, at gurudwaras and mandirs and temples. And many will not pray at all. They will be Russian Jewish immigrants in Brighton Beach, Italians in Rossville, and Irish families in Woodhaven, many of whom came here with nothing but a dream of a better life, a dream which has withered away. They will be young people in cramped Marble Hill apartments where the walls shake when the subway passes. They will be black homeowners in St. Albans, whose homes represent a physical testament to triumph over decades of lesser paid labor and redlining. They will be Palestinian New Yorkers in Bay Ridge. Who will no longer have to contend with a politics that speaks of universalism and then makes them the exception.
Everybody but the white guys. you notice they're not mentioned. But listen, this is very smart public speaking. This is very good rabble rousing. This is great tying in everybody and mentioning everybody. And he is a very gifted public speaker. He's, you know, the kind of younger, newer, shinier version of Barack Obama that people like to listen to, who's passionate and capable and brings in all the groups and mentions them all and, you know, does all of the inclusivism. I want you to pay attention because this guy is a potent political force. Now, whether he can do anything that he says he's going to do, or whether people will care, or whether he even has the authority to do the things he says he can do, just remember, demagogues don't get into power because they're capable of doing. They get into power because they tell a story. Humans are storytelling creatures, symbolic creatures, and they tell a story that gets people excited, and that's how they sweep into power. And then, you know, whatever happens, happens.
Few of these 8.5 million will fit into neat and easy boxes. Some will be voters from Hillside Avenue or Fordham Road who supported President Trump a year before they voted for me, tired of being failed by their party's establishment. The majority will not use the language that we often expect from those who wield influence. I welcome the change.
So he's welcoming basically to not have English as the primary language anymore, something which is sort of a fit in New York City. But, you know, not that I'm a big fan of his necessarily on a lot of points, but I do think that largely Michael Savage was right when he used to always say language borders culture. Those are the marks of a society or civilization. And, you know, you lose any of those and you're going to lose something significant. Here's the line that got all the attention. And this is why I wanted to do this, because the problem is the only thing most people know about this speech is he gave it. And he had a line that got some attention, and that's it. But there's so much more in understanding what happens when we don't pay attention. We don't think about teaching the foundations of the principles of individual liberty and a republic and, you know, capitalism and free enterprise and not wanting government to take away all of the freedom that you have to both fail and to succeed. And how all of that bundled together produces the opportunity for young people to know so little about history and politics that they would be eager to vote in somebody who would establish a socialist system that would then drive away capital, drive away investment, and if it's allowed to fester into what socialism has always become historically, will become the repressor and oppressor of individual rights. I don't know if it will become that in New York City, but that's what it has always become in the past. Back to this in a moment. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. Still rolling accident-free right now. Looks like I-10 eastbound. Let's see here. Between 9 Mile and Highway 29. Just see, you know, just a four-minute delay in that area. That's the only delay I'm seeing right now. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. So back to Zoran Mamdani. Now, this was the line that got him a lot of attention, especially a lot of memes were made about this. But It's a powerful, terrifying line, but there's so much more in the speech to pay attention to.
And if for too long these communities have existed as distinct from one another, we will draw this city closer together. We will replace the frigidity of rugged individualism with the warmth of collectivism. If our campaign demonstrated that the people of New York yearn for solidarity, then let this government foster it.
The frigidity of individualism, you know, the place where we have like lights and cars and televisions and food, versus the warmth of collectivism, where what we have for central heating is where we all gather around the old oil barrel and light a fire. And, you know, as all the memes online are meant to show you, like North Korea versus South Korea, like East versus West, like, you know, hey, they had so much warmth of collectivism that they built a wall around East Berlin to keep the warmth of collectivism in. Right? You never have to force people to stay in the good place. If anything, you know, metaphorically, you have to build a wall to keep them in the former Soviet Union, and you have to build a wall, if anything, to keep them out of the prosperous place like the United States. Because the frigidity of individualism is actually the greatest source of the sort of warmth that you're talking about. Now, again, that's the line that got a lot of attention, but there's so much more to it than that.
To live in New York, to love New York, is to know that we are the stewards of something without equal in our world. Where else can you hear the sound of the steel pan, savor the smell of sancocho, and pay $9 for coffee on the same block? Where else could a Muslim kid like me grow up eating bagels and lox every Sunday? That love will be our guide as we pursue our agenda.
This is such a smart speech. It's so easy to dismiss. It's so easy to have contempt. I'm trying to pay attention. Admire it as a work of art selling entirely the wrong thing. It is a work of art. It's a great speech. The humor, the different references, the bringing people in. It's not the ramble and weave. It's a tight speech. But there are horrifying things that he's saying he wants to do.
Here, where the language of the New Deal was born, we will return the vast resources of this city to the workers who call it home.
By taking them from who owns them right now, right? It's the only way you make that happen.
The cost of childcare will no longer discourage young adults from starting a family. Because we will deliver universal childcare for the many by taxing the wealthiest few.
Take from the rich, provide childcare for the many.
Those in rent-stabilized homes will no longer dread the latest rent hike, because we will freeze the rent.
At the expense of the owners of the properties, right? But, I mean, think about it. If you're one of the people he's appealing to, there are always more people who want free childcare than there are rich people who are going to have to pay for it. There are always more workers who want the resources than there are industry leaders who own the resources. There are always more people who are struggling to pay the rent or feel like they're struggling to pay the rent than there are people who own the buildings that rent that to them. And so if you just promise the masses, the proletariat, the people, that you will give everything to them that they want, you can have a lot of power. And temporarily, you might make them happy. Long run, it never, ever works.
Getting on a bus without worrying about a fare hike or whether you'll be able to get to your destination on time will no longer be deemed a small miracle, because we will make those buses fast and free.
Apparently that's a campaign slogan that he's been using. That's actually not that big of an accomplishment, because the free, remember, the buses are federally subsidized for the most part anyway. At least I know ours are. I think it's like 90% of the cost comes from somebody else, and then the fare is like 10% of the cost. But anyway, so this he's finishing up, but my main note to you as you're thinking about this and listening to this is, I know you don't really want to particularly, but this is the face of the new socialism. This is the younger, smarter, more palatable Bernie Sanders. This is when the people for liberation and socialism get up and wear their red shirts or don't wear their red shirts and show up at city council or show up at the county commission meeting or lead some protest down hall to get people in the habit of protesting, because everything's so terrible in Minnesota that we got to have a protest here, right? They are emboldened by this. Their dude won. It can happen anywhere. And guess what? It can happen anywhere. With enough ignorance or enough semi-informed passion in the cult of denying capitalism and liberty and republicanism and individual liberty and the belief in this stuff, and looking at the rents are bad and looking at insurance is bad and look at the price of beef is high and, you know, real complaints. And FPL keeps jacking up the cost of heating. You know, like, real complaints. If the mass of people are unhappy enough, guess what? The power of democracy puts the government in their control if they have the numbers.
What we achieve together will reach across the five boroughs, and it will resonate far beyond. There are many who will be watching. They want to know if the left can govern. They want to know if the struggles that afflict them can be solved. They want to know if it is right to hope again.
They want to know if, for the first time ever, this can work. But that's what got him elected, the promise that we can do it.
Let us prove that when a city belongs to the people, there is no need too small to be met, no person too sick to be made healthy, no one too alone to feel like New York is their home.
Again, smart rhetoric, but come to me, people. Come to me. Papa Zamdani, I will provide for you. I will be your protector. I will be your provider. New York City will belong to you, and together we all will advance and we all will be equal. Some will be a little more equal than others, you know, but we can do it together. It is a powerful message.
The work continues. The work endures. The work, my friends, has only just begun. Thank you.
I kind of like the mixing together, the Zamdani. I kind of like that. Zoran Mamdani into Zamdani. Papa Zamdani. I think I might use that for the future. All right, so there you go. Your thoughts, 437-1620. Well, Andrew, how do we fight it? Well, it's a long slog. You've got to teach your kids about free markets. You've got to teach your kids that, you know, money is the measure of value given, not an opportunity to take from somebody so other people can have. I mean, it's 1,000 points of education. Like that, you know, is it wrong for people to have more? Well, everybody wants to have more by presumably going to school or learning a trade and having the ability to create value so that they get paid more. We all want more. Well, in a central planned economy, you don't have more. You get told what you got. And everybody has, on average, a lot less. Yes, Capitalism will have a rich-poor gap. Yes, capitalism will have poor people. Yes, capitalism will have some who don't. But most everybody is far better off in a capitalist system with inequality and opportunity and failure, because also you have success and prosperity. And, you know, you go to the store and you buy whatever you want, a chicken, pork, steak, you know, shrimp, eggs, whatever. Instead of going to the store and waiting for 4 hours to find out if you're going to be able to buy 13-day-old meat of the day, like you do in a socialist country. But it's hard to make that case if people are ignorant of history and look at their own circumstances and say, well, I don't like this. And he promises a change. And those rich people sure do seem to not be suffering too much. 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right. We have an accident that just happened on Summit Boulevard right in front of the Roger Scott Tennis Center. And let's see here. It's blocking the eastbound lane as you're headed towards Scenic. So just be aware of that. Other than that, we look good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us on Friday with me, Eldon Scott, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing prizes, hear from local community leaders on how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. With four Sunny's locations serving the News Radio listening area, Navy Boulevard, Pine Forest, 9th Avenue, and Pace. Pep Talk with Eldon Scott, spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Remember to tell Sonny that Eldon sent you.
Things keep getting bigger and better at Darrell's Sewing of Pensacola. Darrell's Sewing is the largest sewing machine dealer in the Pensacola area, offering a variety of sewing machines, sergers, and embroidery systems, plus a large selection of sewing machine furniture, craft supplies, and fabrics. Financing is available too. Call him today, 850-438-5444. Darrell's Sewing, located at 6705. North Davis Highway between Creighton and Burgess. Online at sewinginpensacola.com.
As a mom, comforting my family is what I do best. Vicks VapoStick provides soothing, non-medicated Vicks Vapors in an easy-to-apply stick, and it dries fast, so there's no mess. I use it to comfort myself and my family.
Thanks, Mom.
Vicks VapoStick, soothing comfort for the whole family. And try Vicks VapoShower Max for steamy Vicks Vapors when you need more comfort for yourself. Use as directed.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WER-TV, News Radio Team on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You know, I played it, but I didn't dwell on it. There was a very brief clip that you ought to hear again, because this is important to note. I know the piece about the frigidity of individualism versus the warmth of collectivism got a lot of attention, but listen to this one.
For too long, those fluent in the good grammar of civility have deployed decorum to mask agendas of cruelty.
You know how when I do the transgressors, I'm always talking about how civility is oppressive, civility is white supremacy culture, like I'm satirizing that point. That is a point that has been taught in universities for so long that people believe it. And what he's saying, this whole effort of woke language, which is just another version of political correctness, right? This comes back again and again and again, is the idea to make it impossible to speak clearly about these issues and to even use the right words to defend things like individual liberty and private ownership of property and better and worse cultures. And this notion of civility, what he's hitting on there is that the notion of uncivil speech, disruptive speech, profanity, all that kind of stuff, is that, that's oppressing people who are not a part of the dominant culture. That gets taught in English classes. That gets taught in sociology classes. And he's aligning himself and emphasizing that same point. And this is why the Pope has talked about this. One of your bishops has talked about this, that, you know, making it so that the language of freedom and liberty and religion becomes unacceptable, becomes labeled as racist or bigoted or homophobic or anti-people or whatever, you know, white supremacy culture, all that. That's trying to make it illegitimate to just speak the words to preserve the things we believe in. I mean, this is a big deal. Okay, 829 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Good morning. The U.S. Supreme Court taking up a major case today involving transgender athletes. Justices are hearing challenges from Idaho and West Virginia over state laws that would ban transgender girls from competing in girls and women's sports. The rulings could have effects on states with similar bans already in place in roughly half the country. New York, the nurses' strike is continuing into its second day. Thousands of nurses at three private hospital systems are on the picket lines. They want higher pay, more benefits, and improved working conditions. And the most depressing day of the year is coming up. Blue Monday falls next Monday, January 19th. It's often linked to winter weather, finances, and fading New Year's resolutions. Mental health experts say it's not really based on clinical science, but the feelings are real for a lot of people.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 8:30 on News Radio 92.3. It is cold today. It's going to be, man, it's like all this week, cold. Last week was fog. This week's cold. What's next week? Sun and
warm. Fox News, I'm Therese Crowley. Coming together on affordability, Liberal Senator Elizabeth Warren says after her Monday speech, President Trump picked up the phone and they talked about working together on his proposal to cap credit card interest rates at 10%. The inflation reading is in, 2.7% for the year. President Trump at the Detroit Economic Club today with more good news.
Today, the national average of gasoline is the lowest that it's been in 5 years.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt, AAA, says gas is down 24 cents a gallon from a year ago. The president keeping economic pressure on the failing Iranian regime as the exiled Crown Prince Raza Pahlavi tells Fox it won't take U.S. boots on the ground.
And I think this is where the people on the streets are saying, look, we are the boots on the ground. We don't need any American boots on the ground. We are the boots on the ground.
2,000 protesters killed. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's a cold start to our day, but starting to warm up just a little bit. 36 degrees right now across the area. Governor Ron DeSantis is scheduled to give his final State of the State address this morning ahead of the start of the legislative session. And this will be from the Florida State Capitol, and it's at 10:15 Central Time this morning. A World War II Marine veteran from Pensacola will be posthumously awarded the Congressional Gold Medal next week. Private Thomas Martin was one of the original Montford Point Marines, the first African-Americans to serve in the Marine Corps. A ceremony is happening next week, January 22nd at 1 p.m. at Veterans Memorial Park. About 20,000 men trained at Montford Point during the war. Escambia County deputies searching for a gunman that held up a Pensacola convenience store last night. Happened at the Raceway at W Street in Fairfield. Sheriff Chip Simmons says a man pulled a handgun on the clerk and demanded cash.
And so if anyone has information on who might have committed this crime, let us know. And I can imagine that our real-time crime center is actively looking to see if there's any cameras in that particular area.
Sheriff Chip Simmons, of course, asked the sheriff's office asking anybody with information to contact the sheriff's office. Demolition work is now officially underway at the old Baptist Hospital campus in Pensacola. City staff confirming yesterday that asbestos remediation has begun. The initial phase of that focuses on materials that don't pose an airborne risk.
All the material that they're grabbing right now that's asbestos-related is non-friable. So non-friable means it's material that's like caulking, that's connected to each other, so it just won't, you know, evaporate into the air.
That is Cliff Collins, the Associate City Administrator of Strategic Initiatives. The remediation is expected to remain inside of the buildings for several months. Well, with the legislative session beginning today, Governor Ron DeSantis making insurance reform one of his centerpieces. Yesterday, the governor said that both home and auto insurance rates across the state have been dropping.
Here in Broward, 27,000 homeowners, average reduction 14.1%. Miami-Dade, 42,000 homeowners seeing an average reduction of 14%.
The governor says South Florida saw some of the biggest reductions. Average decreases hovered around the mid-teens. The governor pointed to five insurance reform laws passed since 2019, saying they're now producing results after years of double-digit increases for homeowners across the state. Now, there was an RV fire yesterday. It's being investigated. It was on the north end of Escambia County. happened on 29 near McDavid. The RV was attached to a truck when it went up in flames. Now, the good news is nobody was hurt, but the fire did cause some major damage to that RV. One southbound lane on 29 was closed as crews worked that scene. The cause of that fire still under investigation. The Okaloosa County School Board voted to close two elementary schools yesterday, Longwood and Mary Esther Elementaries. The board approved a plan unanimously Monday. Officials say enrollment in South Okaloosa County elementary schools was down 19% over the past 10 years. Superintendent Marcus Chambers says their district has lost $45 million as families have been leaving the school district for homeschool scholarships. It's 8:35. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with John Pickens.
That's right. Well, we're still dealing with the accident that happened on Summit Boulevard right in front of the Roger Scott Tennis Center. And the eastbound lanes are blocked right now, and traffic is starting to really back up there. Let's see here. Almost back to 12th Avenue. So be aware of that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We are going to be looking at temperatures starting off very cold this morning, but getting around 59 degrees for your high, mostly sunny skies. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 44. As you head into Wednesday, some cloudy skies with a high near 62 degrees. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 38 degrees. As you head into Thursday, going to be staying chilly and breezy through the day. Sunny skies, high near 49. Stay connected to Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you very much, Brooke. 40 degrees right now. Starting to warm up. Our next news at 9, breaking news anytime. And your money now for this morning. Taking a look at our opening bell on Wall Street. The Dow is down about 0.2% at 49,498.1 this morning. S&P is up 0.1% at 69,82.69. NASDAQ is up about 0.1% as well, 23,763. Taking a look at that 10-year bond rate, down just a bit, 4.17% this morning. Gold prices are up 1,376, 46,2840. Silver's up 319 at 88,28 this morning. And Bitcoin is up about 1.25%, a little bit more even, up just over 1,200 at 92,701 even. Taking a look at a few of those financial headlines today. The social media platform X is reportedly experiencing an outage right now. According to Down Detector, users have been reporting issues starting about 8 o'clock Eastern this morning. Some say their feed wasn't loading and issues appear to be impacting both the app and the website. Consumer prices rose less than expected for December. The Labor Department reporting the Consumer Price Index showed the core CPI, excluding food and energy, rose 0.2% for the month and 2.7% on a year-over-year basis. Meanwhile, the monthly figure for headline inflation put the annual rate at 2.7%. Analysts say the data makes it more likely that the Federal Reserve will hold off on interest rate cuts at their first meeting of the year later this month. Now, the European Union sounding the alarm over X's chatbot Grok.
The European Tech Commissioner Henna Virkkunen warned that X has to fix its AI tools in the EU, and they have to do it quickly. She warns that the bloc could use the Digital Services Act to fine the social media giant up to 6% of its annual turnover.
The tech commissioner there calling Grok's ability to generate fake obscene images of real women and children horrendous. Elon Musk pushing back, though he said such regulation affects freedom of speech. 8:38, your next news at 9, a breaking news anytime. News Radio 92.3.
Princeton Grove, a new affordable housing community in Crestview, is now taking applications for one and two bedroom apartments. Princeton Grove features a resort style swimming pool, pickleball court, dog park, state of the art fitness center, Energy Star rated appliances, granite countertops, and for a limited time, Princeton Grove is offering one bedroom apartments for $799 and two bedrooms at $1099 without any application fees. Princeton Grove Apartments in Crestview, location, community, quality living, all starts at Princeton Grove.
ADX Communications isn't just a company name. It's a home to four great radio stations and the area's most robust digital platform. And we're proud of the successes our local business partners have had, trusting our years of marketing experience.
Hey, this is Chad Brillante, Communications Director at CareerSource Escarosa. And when it comes to reaching job seekers and employers in our community, we look to ADX Communications for digital and radio advertising. Keep up the great work.
Hi, I'm Darren Costello, owner of Costello's Butcher Shop and Deli, Fine Wine and Cheeses. I enjoy working with such a great team with the radio station. Dependable, professional, local, and results-driven. ADX Communications.
To have your business become part of our success story, no matter if it's Cat Country 98.7, News Radio 92.3, ESPN Pensacola 99.1, Pensacola's Playlist 94.5, or the area's most robust digital platform, call us today. 850-262-6000. That's 850-262-6000. And let ADX go to work for you.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
Hey, Pensacola, get ready for a midday delight that'll have you hooked. Weekdays from 11 until 2 on News Radio Pensacola. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show. Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins are the dynamic trio that'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud during your lunch break. They dish out the hottest topics, bring you the latest news, and deliver their unique blend of humor and insight that'll have you coming back for more. It's the Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins Show on News Radio Pensacola. 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, today is the day.
Of what?
Today's the day.
Oh no!
Where you get to get me?
Uh-oh.
You ready? Today's the day where you get to say all the things that you've been noticing, and they're going to be true, because the question of the day is: tell me you're a Southerner. You're not a Southerner without telling me you're not a Southerner.
Oh boy!
Today
oh,
is
boy.
All the things non-Southerners say, do, eat that prove they aren't Southerners, or if you like it a little bit more mean, tell me you're a Yankee without telling me you're a Yankee. I figure John's got a list of like 100 things.
Oh, I do. Don't worry.
So 437-1620, 437-1620. It's not actually just about me, but you know, this is all the things you've like, well, that Andrew doesn't know this and this. This is your chance. So 437-1620.
I wish I had more time to prep.
You know, a true Southerner wouldn't. You just know it. I said it out loud. Sorry. Okay, John, you're first. 437-1620.
Well, I think the one that recently just happened was the black eyed peas and cornbread for New Year.
Okay. All right.
And garage. There's no such thing as a garage.
What is it?
Garage.
Correct. John is correct.
Yeah. I mean, that's just the start.
And not eating black eyed peas.
And cornbread.
And cornbread. And collard greens for, okay.
Yeah, southern staples that we all grew up on.
Looking at y'all like you're crazy, thinking that's going to bring you prosperity in the year.
Right.
Because I had not ever even heard of that thing in 12 years of living here.
Well, that's why y'all you're are bad still
I say y'all are bad evangelists.
That's why you're still working.
Because I'm eager to find out.
Well,
and
I
had never heard that before. That's I think I'd heard of the black IP. I hadn't heard of the it makes you lucky all year or whatever. So, okay. All right.
No, that's just a couple. That's just a just start. To get
just
you started.
A start. Just to get going. All right. Meg?
You know, I'm thinking about this because...
Meg from New York says what?
Well, I'm not from New York. I lived in New York. So let's be clear. Okay? Let's be very, very clear.
Well, you're not even from a southern state, right? Aren't you from Georgia?
Excuse me? Okay, right there. I don't even have to say... John, do I have to say anything else? Right there. Right there. I'm from Atlanta, Georgia. Okay? Born in Piedmont Hospital, baby. I am a southern girl.
Do you have one for me?
Not after that.
Oh.
I have to think of something. I have to think about it.
All right. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20.
You're just different.
I'm just different. No, well, that's just, I mean, that'd be true whether I was from here or not. I mean, that's
no,
that's
it has
sure.
a lot to do
no,
with
it. No, it has a lot.
Right,
yeah.
John?
It does.
Yeah, you're just different, my friend.
Let's see. Somebody says, here's a good one. Where can I get the best New York style pizza? If somebody asks that,
mm-hmm.
shows they're not a Southerner. All right.
Oh,
somebody says,
I got you now.
What's a grit?
Oh,
I was that would be my next one because, yeah, I made Talisha discover grits.
Oh, no, I love grits, especially instant grits.
What is a grit?
Oh, my gosh. Oh my goodness.
I know enough to say the wrong things on purpose.
You do, don't
for the
you?
The shock factor.
Yeah, I mean,
he
I
loves to shock
I
us.
Make my gumbo from powder, right? Doesn't everybody?
Oh, my Lord.
Son, we ain't even going to make it out of the studio.
See?
Yes, right.
See, take some comfort in knowing that even though I am not from here, I still have learned enough to know these are the things you do not do, or at least you do not say you do them. If you do them, you do them very quietly and privately, in shame. So 4, 3, 7, 16, 20.
Quiet and shame.
What's the biggest difference when you first moved here? What was the biggest thing that you had no idea about the South that surprised you?
Yes. Let's do that one.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. It didn't surprise me because I knew it was true, but sir and ma'am is weird.
Interesting.
Why Northerner. Is it weird? It's
because
normal.
It's only something you say here.
Manners.
It's normal.
Of course it's
yeah,
normal.
Manners.
Here. Right. It's regional. It's cultural. It's fine.
How long before you start saying y'all? Because I just
oh,
heard
right
you
away.
Say it.
Right away. I had no problem with y'all. I love y'all. Y'all's a great word. It is. I mean, that's a wonderful word. As in, you know, it's functional. It's colloquial. It's friendly.
So no
it's,
more you guys.
Use guys.
I was never, oh my gosh, yes, use guys, that's a, oh, that's so ugly.
I could talk about some New Yorkers.
I've never
now.
Been much of a you guys person anyway, so
yeah.
y'all
Good.
Was a very easy adaptation
Good.
For me,
or
no problem.
All, yeah.
Let's see, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20, John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John?
That's right, still dealing with the accident that happened on Summit Boulevard, right there in front of Roger Scott Tennis Center. The lanes are back open now, which is great news. And traffic is back flowing with that. Other than that, there are no accidents or delays to let you know about. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the five.
Thanks so much, John. If you need to sell a home or buy a home or both, because, you know, for a common thing to do both at the same time, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty can help with that. They're very, very productive. They sold 209 homes last year. The year before that, it was down. It was 165. The year before that, it was a little bit more, 175. And the year before that, it was over 200 because the market was hot and easy and low interest rates and everything. Well, things changed, and a lot of realtors found out that they were benefiting from a hot market. Christina, they suffered a little bit. I mean, three homes a week is still a lot. Don't get me wrong. But, you know, it was down a little bit. But now it's back up. Why? Because experience matters. Because even realtors who can't get a home sold, they take those second, third, they're the fourth realtor sometimes, and they sell the home. Why? Because all the things, little things, big things, experience, whatever, call her and ask. I mean, feel free to call her and ask. Say, Andrew's always talking about you, says you're amazing. Why? What makes you different? And then she'll talk with you because she does. And she's you'll love Christina, by the way. 786-3996 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty. All right, back to the texts. 437. Oh, Meg wants to weigh in. Now you want to weigh in?
Well, yes, because I realized what it is, of course. I finally got it.
Time.
The light went on.
All right.
You're a Northerner because you talk faster than anyone I know.
Okay.
That is a Northern thing because in the South, we talk where it's warm and hot and lazy.
Let me.
And easy.
And we slow it down.
Let
a
me
little.
Disagree in
you
part.
You talk very, very fast.
I do talk fast. But I used to debate in college and
no,
we,
this has
listen,
no.
Listen, no. Hear me out. And we would debate against teams that would do a much faster pace speech of debate.
Mm-hmm.
They were all from Texas and Oklahoma. The fast talking Southern style auction almost style speaking.
Well, that's a whole nother thing.
I'm saying you don't have to speak slowly mm-hmm. to be from the South.
But most of us do.
Fair enough.
Right.
Fair a enough. Lot. I mean, we're just a lot
obviously
more
obviously accent, pronunciation, those things
oh,
as well.
Which is
yeah.
why ma'am and sir
yeah.
work.
Pace of speech. I am definitely a Northerner if pace of speech
mm-hmm.
is our differentiator.
That's it.
And this is not, honestly, this is not meant to be about me. I'm a good focal point
oh,
for it.
Oh, very good. Oh, my goodness.
Definitely.
I mean,
the question of the day
list.
Is, how do you know somebody's not from the South? Any way you want to say how they dress, how they walk, how they look,
how they talk.
Do or do not drink a mint julep. You say however, whatever it is you want, what they eat, pronunciations, 4, 3, 7, 16, 20. Tell me you're a Yankee without telling me you're a Yankee. Somebody says, I'd like a grit, please. Somebody else says, grits? What's in that? Somebody says, That one's not right. I'm gonna pass on that one.
Okay.
It's just weird. Somebody says, "Gosh, bum! Look at the Pensacola Ocean." Oh, okay. You call the Gulf the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
That's a good one. Let's see. I can say I'm from the north without saying anything. I put sugar on my grits. Isn't that a nickname for somebody you like? Sugar grits.
But that could be. I like it.
I like it too.
How you doing, sugar grits?
Pronouncing Detroit wrong.
Detroit.
Nope.
It is that way. It's Detroit.
It's not. I like oatmeal for breakfast. I'm not a Southerner. I'm driving to work with the windows in the car down right now.
There you go.
Yeah,
that is definitely.
Yeah. The snowbirds have their flip-flops and shorts on.
Now we're starting to get into the vicinity. I parked with my car inside the garage, and that's how you say that word. Instead of in the driveway, or an equally acceptable alternative, on the lawn. No. I had never seen a car parked on the lawn until I moved here.
Welcome to the South.
No kidding.
Interesting.
Or multiple cars, and some recently. Of them are part of the lawn. You know.
Yeah.
Well, That's where the boat belongs.
my mother ordered a grit with her bacon and eggs the first time she came down from Illinois to visit. That's funny. You have to put a dime in the black-eyed peas to have wealth. That's what we do in Louisiana. Let's see. I say aunt instead of ant because there's a U in it. One, if it's a person, the other, if it's an insect born and raised here. No self-respecting northerner uses instant grits. That's funny. let's see. Let's throw a barbecue. Barbecue is never a verb. You say grill or barbecue?
Let's throw a barbecue.
No, this is what Kevin is saying that makes you not a southerner that you say that.
Yo, gotcha.
He's saying that you've just outed yourself as a non-southerner if you say we throw a barbecue.
But I was just reading it.
By the way, in that sentence, barbecue is not a verb. It's a noun. You're throwing it. The verb is throw. Let's see. I don't know what that meant. I'll have a Verner's to drink. Oh, that's funny.
That's a
Michigan thing, though, too. That's a good
one.
And okay. Verner's is the best ginger ale on the planet. That's true.
Really?
Born in Seattle.
I've never had it. I've never been that far north, I guess.
Born in Seattle. You can actually get it at Walmart. Born in Seattle, grew up all over the country, settled in Pensacola and Florida. It turns out my dad's original family is actually from Ocala and Gainesville. I'm a rebel and an actual Southern boy. You drink pop, not soda. Soda is for baking.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Let's see. I don't fry my bologna or bologna. Boiled peanuts. What's that? Let's see. Saying all y'all.
Mm-hmm.
That's allowed. All y'all's allowed.
It's a Southern thing.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a thing.
You don't hear that up north.
Oh no, that's true. When someone says, "Where do I get a pop?" When they say "Laganappy" instead of "Lenape," I guess is what that is.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know you're not from the South if you think Texas is a Southern state. Texas is a Midwestern state.
It's a country.
Yeah,
it's its own country.
Right.
I wouldn't consider it Midwest
thing.
At all.
So, yeah.
Trust me.
Well, Texas is just former Mexico, right? Isn't that what you say?
Ole.
Not if you want to get.
That's not good.
When I say I want a Coke, I really mean a Coke. That means you're from the North. My father-in-law used to say I was the fastest slow-talking Southerner he knew. We say rough instead of roof. I've been here 30 years and I still put jam in my grits. I get called a Yankee every time. I'm a Minnesota native. Wearing socks, even with shorts. It's not a lawn, it's a yard. Is that true?
That's interesting.
You mow the yard?
Yeah, I do. I mow the yard.
You mow the yard. All right, I mow the lawn.
Mike when he comes in.
Yeah, that's a good one.
No, I mow the yard.
I cook chicken and I don't know what this is. Pastors? Chicken and pastors. What does that mean?
Pasta?
I don't know. The line from my cousin Vinny, the two Utes. If you don't have used tires on your front lawn, you're from the north. From the south, peanuts in your bottle of Coke. Oh, that's interesting.
Ooh, it's good.
Is
Dr.
it?
Pepper. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's Dr. Pepper.
But you have to drink Dr. Pepper then.
No,
that's
Coke
the mistake.
Is good.
Coke is fine, but I'm just saying right. Dr. Pepper can
Coca-Cola.
Be substituted.
Oh, somebody here is from the Upper. Oh, I like that. That's the Upper Peninsula. That's the other half of Michigan that the southern half of Michigan doesn't talk about. Go to the beach with your bathing suit, flip-flops, and a tank top in February.
They're there now.
The time I got Verner's from a coworker instead of ginger ale, it almost made me sick to my stomach. Verner's cures illness. I don't know what your problem is. Okay, well, that's enough for today. That's enough answers to the question.
Boy,
we got a lot of participation. I thought I had one that was, the dinner-supper thing.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That differentiation is something that you do not make that differentiation in the North. So, all right, there you go. 8:54 on News Radio 92.3, informative local Southern. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorney's fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
Join Jonathan Cook from Jonathan's Flooring and Construction tomorrow at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Jonathan will be sharing his years of expertise on flooring, including insight on materials, installation, and maintenance, plus lots of great advice on home and office remodeling, including the kitchen, bath, cabinets, and more.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekdays 2 till 4, right after Markley Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Did you just waltz in here and bark at your commanding officer? If so, I regard that as a bona fide brain fart.
To the northern state of Georgia. Sarge.
He was looking for a soul to speak.
He was in a bag because he was way behind. Oh, I did get a follow-up on this. Somebody says drinking unsweetened tea. I agree. That's nasty. Or turning their nose up at mullet, yelling at servers. You say this word lanyap? Lanyap?
Yeah, lanyap.
Well, then spell it that way, for God's sakes. Kevin's from the South, too.
Lanyap means just a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
How about
also we forgot we don't say hello, we say hey.
Hey. Well, I picked that one up too. So all right. Fair enough. We'll move on. 437-1620. John Pickens has traffic on the fives. John.
That's right. Still rolling accident free right now. Looks like I-10, I-110 all look good. Not seeing any delays to slow you down. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Oh, I have some fun stuff. We have not gotten to it all today. This is kind of interesting. McDonald's has been testing testing technology. The primary one that I think you're going to care the most about is, if I understand this correctly, and I do not want to terrify you if I do not have this right, but I believe I have this right, they are going to start replacing the drive-through human with a drive-through AI.
Well, they're already doing that.
Yes, they've been testing it, but this is meant to be nationwide because, as they say, this takes some of the stress off of their human workers. So
well,
that
then
they
when
can
they don't
be
get
more
my
productive
order right.
And do, right.
Yeah.
That's it. I ran into this the other day. I think I told you I was scheduling a oil change. And the AI voice, first of all, the AI voice just made me angry to start with. Just the voice itself. And it was worse than pressing the zero key looking for an operator. It was just, I have no recourse here. I'm just talking into a wall. I eventually hung up and went online and did it instead. I hated it so much. If I have to order things through an AI, I'm not going to go there. But I'll go inside. I'll go inside and get it directly from a person. Well, they're going to make you use the kiosk. They're also going to use a thing that's going to weigh your bag before you get it, because the weight of every combination of things is supposed to be within a certain range to make sure the order is correct, which is kind of interesting. So I guess
let's just get the order right first.
Does that mean if you're two or three French fries short of a meal?
Yeah, you can complain you didn't get enough fries. That's a good point.
Oh, yes.
Extra ketchup costs more, fewer fries, underweight. You know, that's it. Because, a fry is a substantial weight from a thing that's meant to be that finely calibrated.
Just saying.
Yeah, that's a good question. In other news, Betty Boop is now part of the public domain. But be careful, because it's not all the Betty Boops. This is like the Mickey story. Remember that Mickey is not part of the public domain. Steamboat Willie is part of the public domain. The version of Mickey Mouse that is the oldest is the one that has aged out of its copyright protection. And so you can use Steamboat Willie, but you cannot use any of the modern versions. And Disney is super litigious. Disney will come after you hard if you use any of the other characters that came later. Same thing for Betty Boop. It's Dizzy Dishes or Dizzy. I can't make it. My eyes are so bad. Dizzy Dishes from 1930 is the variation of Betty Boop that is in the public domain. but everything thereafter is not. And so some of the what you would think of as the normal Betty Boop is actually not yet in the public domain. But guess what we're going to get because of this? Betty Boop horror movie. There's all...
No.
Oh, yeah. This is what they do.
No.
They take Winnie the Pooh, and they make a horror movie with Winnie the Pooh, and they take Steamboat Willie, and they make a horror movie with Winnie... And you know, they're spending thousands of dollars and making millions. This is happening. Happening all over. So
there's a horror movie with Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. So the new horror film, Betty Boop, is all about Betty Boop. It's a feminist revenge story, gore-soaked, cashing in on a woman who'd been sexually... fawned over and jeered at and whistled at, and she takes her revenge and goes violent feminist in response to all of these men leering at her. And I'm sure it'll make money.